Did he spot Christ at once, or did it take some time to see through the fog that troubled his mind? That raging anguish that hung like a cloud on that man so possessed in the synagogue. He cried out when he saw him, "Oh, let us alone," as if there were many selves for whom he spoke. "Are you coming to destroy us? What would we have to do with you? You, the Holy One of God, what would you know about being two? Hold thy peace and come out of him. He is not insane and is not unclean. He has no devil, no evil of any kind. Can't you hear? God is saying he is mine." Was he that way from birth, or did his heart get broken by some deed of unkindness that brought on such confusion? To the master, it didn't matter one way or the other. He knew man's soundness to be of God the Father, Mother. Then Jesus spoke right to the insanity, to that state of thought keeping him from being free. "Come out of him, you have no place to fill. Spirit fills all space and there's no other will." Then he fell to the ground as if he'd been thrown, but he was not hurt and all evil thought was gone. And the people, so amazed, said, "What a word is this, and what power! He commands the unclean spirits, and they come out this very hour. Hold thy peace and come out of him. He is not insane and is not unclean. He has no devil, no evil of any kind. Can't you hear? God is saying he is mine."